Okay. Welcome to Arise and Shine for Jesus Noonday Prayer. Today is March the 2nd. I'm just all messed up. Our prayer directives for today, overcoming the battlefield of the mind for our children, youth, young adults, and ourselves. Our scripture reference for today is 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, 4 through 5th verses, and Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and the 12th verse, Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and the 17th verse. So I'm going to start by reading 2 Corinthians 10, 4, and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And Ephesians 6 and 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm hearing a lot of background noise. And the next scripture is Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 17th verse. So we're going to open up with prayer and get right into the prayer points. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon thanking you for those that have gathered on the prayer line. We come thanking you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. We come asking that you forgive us for all of our sins. We come thanking you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. God, we come thanking you for the precious blood of the Lamb that was slain for the remission of our sins. Father, we apply the blood of Jesus to this prayer line. We bind up all interruptions, all distractions, all hindrances in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up each and every person that is on the prayer line, those that are on their way and those that wanted to come but was not able to come today. We lift them up to you, God. Father, we lift up Arise and Shine for Jesus ministry. We thank you for all of the members in the community on Facebook. But, Father, we lift up all of the partners over in Africa. We thank you for evangelists, for Bishop Elijah today, and we thank you for all of the ministerial staff. We thank you for the women, the older women that are helping with the care of the widows, Lord. We thank you for the partners that you're going to be sending in, God, to help us with the poor and the needy and the children that are in the orphanage. Father, we thank you for children. We lift children up today all over this world, in the United States, God, and abroad, in all of the third world countries. We thank you for children today. We thank you for children that are being attacked in their mind today. Father, we thank you for children that are dealing with emotional abuse, mental abuse, and even physical abuse. Father, we thank you for the scars that we cannot see from words spoken out of anger. And we, as we pray for the children today, God, we ask that you will lead and guide us, and that you will teach us how to pray and how to strategically hit the bullseye today. Father, we thank you for those that are on the line that are not feeling well in their bodies. And I lift Christine up to you right now, God. I lift Walter up to you, both of them. They're not feeling well. And I thank you for the ability to stand in the gap for them. Father, you said if we ask anything in your name that you would do it. So I ask that you would heal their body. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We curse it at the root. And we thank you, God, for loosing your miracle healing power. We decree their healing in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank you all again for joining us for this Noonday hour of prayer. And because Christine is not feeling well today, I'm not going to call on her for prayer. And I know that she's going to be praying as we move along. The first thing I wanted to do, which was on my heart, was to open up with 2 Corinthians 10, the 10th chapter, 4th and 5th verses. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And it's going to be a little interactive today, so if you feel led to join me, please feel free. But when we talk about casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, we're talking about the words that people speak to us sometimes. Sometimes it's our own imagination. Sometimes the enemy will send attacks against your mind, and it'll be a negative thought. And the one thing that I want to point out, because we're going to really pray for the children today with casting down imaginations, because a lot of times our children are exposed to so many things in the home, outside the home, and you know, in the classroom, in the playground. They hear a lot of things that they shouldn't hear, and they see a lot of things that they shouldn't see. So if that child is in an abusive relationship in a home, not so much that they are being abused, but dad is hollering at mom or mom is hollering at dad, and it's just a whole bunch of fighting back and forth, the enemy can start setting up a stronghold to say, you know what, they don't care about you, they don't love you, they always fighting and fussing and cussing, and, you know, so the enemy starts working on their mind. So today we want to cast down those, and I mean, and then from that point, once we get something negative in our thought patterns, it grows. And our imagination, you know as adults, your imagination can go any which way. But think about a small child and how Satan is, and Satan, his goal is to destroy us, to rob, to steal, and to destroy, to kill at a young age. So all of our young people that are struggling with, you know, negative thoughts, thinking right and accurately about themselves, whatever the case may be, the example I just used with, you know, the fussing and fighting in the home, and that's just an example. But then the enemy comes and he builds on that. So as a small child, even as a teenager, they don't really know how to pull down that imagination. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So let's bring this to a young adult and even ourselves. If we're in that same situation and we're hearing all this negativity, your first response is to respond in your flesh. But because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, here's where we're going to learn how to start pulling down things at the root and not fighting with words, not fighting with our fists, not fighting with weapons, but fighting, putting on the whole armor of God and fighting our warfare in prayer, fighting our warfare with the word of God, fighting our warfare with praise, with worship, because those are the weapons of our warfare. And when we cast down imaginations, we simply bringing it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. So an example for that is if we're thinking about a baseball field and the pitcher is Satan and the person that's up to bat is the one that's going to, you know, trying to get the first place. Now Satan's going to throw the ball and the ball is going to say, you are so stupid, you don't even know how to hold that bat. So that person can either accept that word or he can reject that word by hitting that ball and hitting it straight out the park or hitting it and hit that pitcher in the head and he fall down. That's just an example. We don't have to accept the lies of the enemy. We don't have to accept anything that Satan sends our way, even when people say bad things about us, even when they talk about us. Sometimes they do it to our face, and sometimes they do it behind our back. But nonetheless, when it comes down to spiritual warfare, you feel the effects of the negative words because they come in the form of curses. So we are going to break some curses today. We are going to pull down some strongholds today. And some of the key prayer points that I have was to ask God for proper understanding of spiritual warfare, for one. Next, we want to ask, as believers, do we all experience spiritual warfare or only certain people? And that's a question that I'm going to come back to, but I want to get everybody's response. because sometimes we think we exempt from spiritual warfare, but then sometimes certain people, it seems like their warfare is harder than other people, and it seems like some people don't go through a lot of warfare, but we all experience warfare as children of the Most High God. So we want to ask God for proper understanding of the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal. We want to ask God for proper understanding of strongholds and what they are. What do they look like? What do they feel like? How do strongholds affect us and prevent us from living effective lives in Christ? And we want to ask God to teach us how to pull down strongholds, how to remove the negative thoughts and replace them with positive thoughts. And we want to ask God how to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And we want to ask God to teach us how to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And so with that last example I said, with the picture and the person that's at bat, they're getting ready to reject. See, because the pitcher is on the field, I'm sorry. Then we got the person that's getting ready to hit the ball with the bat, and then we have a catcher in the background. So our goal is to stop catching the fiery darts of the enemy, the lies, the words that the enemy used. And every time a word is received, we receive it in our mind. Then we begin to think on it. So if somebody says something negative to you or negative to a child, it's not a stronghold. The stronghold forms when we can repeatedly get hit, if we repeatedly receive negative words, but we think about it. We think about it. We get hurt, and we rehearse that thing over and over and over and over. And before you know it, we've given Satan so much power, and that thought gets bigger and bigger, it becomes a mountain, and it becomes stronger than God's word, and our faith becomes weak. So really, we just want to do divine reversal. Matthew 18:18, it says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So as we bind the negatives, we want to loose the positives. So that was enough talking right there, and we're going to go ahead and open up with prayer, and I'm going to start the prayer, and when I say amen, we're going to go to the next person, and then after that person says amen, then we're going to go to the next person, and if nobody wants to pray, then I'm just going to start praying over again, and we're going to continue that cycle, and then we will open up for personal prayer requests for those that are on the line, and we're going to... But I do want to ask for your response for the question that I asked. As believers, do we all experience spiritual warfare or only certain people? Did anybody want to respond to that?
Hi, this is Evangelist Christine. I definitely do.
You definitely do
experience spiritual warfare.
Okay, and do you think you're the only one, or do you think everybody? Do we, as believers, do we all experience spiritual warfare?
Yes, I believe everyone does.
Yes, we do. Anyone else want to comment on that?
Yes, this is Timothy Diener.
Hi, Timothy. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. Got my brother on the line.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I believe as believers we all experience. It may be at different levels and at, you know, at different faith, because the enemy attack you at your faith level. So I believe, you know, that may be a, you know, the differential, you know, at the level of attacks. But I believe we all experience some level of attack.
And that's true. And the goal today is to learn how to pull down those strongholds and to fight. I mean, we all basically know how that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, and our strongest weapons are prayer, praise, worship, and, you know, giving God back his word. So I'm going to open up with prayer, and then when I say amen, the next person can just go ahead and jump right in. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, 4th through the 5th verses. We thank you for teaching us about spiritual warfare. Father, we specifically thank you for the spiritual warfare that takes place in the mind. And as we lift up the children to you today, we lift up our children, our youth, young adults, teenagers, adults, and we lift up ourselves, everyone that's on this prayer line. Father, we thank you for everyone that's being attacked in their mind by the enemy. Father, we thank you that your word clearly tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, Father, we recognize that when the enemy uses a person to speak something negative to us, oh God, that it's not the person, but it's the spirit in operation in the person. So we don't want to attack the person, but we want to use your word that says that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to your word in Matthew 18:18. So, Father, in my priestly position in the spirit realm, where you have given me power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, I cancel every assignment of the enemy against your children, against your young children, God, the toddlers, the babies, the young children, the teenagers, the young adults, and adults, and ourselves. Father, you said that if we ask anything in your name, that you would do it. So I'm asking that you would release proper understanding of how we are to apply Matthew 18:18 to our lives and the power that we have to bind the works of the enemy, oh God. So we bind every mind-binding spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We bind every mind-altering spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for clearly identifying the purpose of every mind-binding spirit that comes to attack your people. And that is to make us lose our identity, to cause us to doubt who we are in you, to cause us to cower and fear and back down from doing the things that you have called us to do. The devil comes to rob, steal, and to kill. But, Father, we cancel every assignment of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cast down all vain imaginations. Father, we do have imaginations, and you use us to think great ideas, witty ideas, and every imagination is not negative. Every imagination is not false. But in this scripture, it's clearly talking about spiritual warfare. And I thank you for showing your people how to cast down the imaginations that the enemy sends. Because your word clearly says in Psalms 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Father, it means shadow of death. That means death is not even there. But if people don't really look at that scripture, they're afraid to go through the valley because they think death is going to find them there. But death is not going to find them there when they go through the valley. That's when you are going to strengthen them, God, and that's when you're going to show them who they really are and the power that you have given unto them to trample upon serpents and scorpions. So, Father, I bind and I cast out the spirit of fear, the spirit of death, and I loose resurrection life, and I loose resurrection power, and I decree in the name of Jesus that your people shall learn how to war in the spirit. And that these precious babies, they don't know how to fight for themselves. Father, we stand in a gap for them right now in the name of Jesus. And every child that thinks that they're not worthy, that thinks that they're not good enough, that thinks that their mother and father broke up and got a divorce because of something they did, the devil is a liar. And we rebuke the lies of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we burn the spirit of error. And we loose the spirit of truth, God. I thank you for loosing the spirit of truth, the spirit of righteousness, And I thank you for letting it rise up in your children today. Father, I lift up the children that got low marks on their test this week. I thank you for the children that think that they can't do the math, that think that they can't spell because somebody been telling them how stupid they are. And because the enemy been playing on that and they've been rehearsing that thing and that stronghold has formed, the imagination has taken off running, going in a negative direction. But we cast down every imagination, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for divine reversals. We thank you that our children are going to think right and accurately about themselves. We thank you that the children that have been told what they can't do, that they're going to understand what Philippians 4:13 means because I decree it over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. So, Father, I thank you that as you hear my cry, as you hear our cry, because we are touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the level of spiritual warfare that's coming up against the teenagers and the young adults with peer pressure, with gangbanging, with smoking and drinking and partying and beating up people and just talking about people and bullying people. God, I thank you for letting them know that they don't have to follow the crowd, that they can be happy being who they are and that they could dare to be different. Father, we thank you that you are moving by your spirit and that you are speaking to these youth and young adults, God, and that the word that they learn, the word from their moms praying or they going to Sunday school, Father, we don't know. Some of them are not even saved. So we thank you for their salvation. We thank you for their healing, and we thank you for their deliverance. But, God, their spiritual warfare is so silent sometimes. Spiritual warfare is so subtle sometimes. And the words that are spoken, it causes so much damage and it causes so much hurt. So I bind all the emotional abuse right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask that, Father, you will perform surgery on the damaging emotions of these children, of the youth, the young adults, the teenagers, and even the adults. Father, I thank you for going to the point of conception where they have been wounded, where they have been violated, where they have experienced or witnessed a trauma or a crisis. And Father, that point of conception, that impact, it has not been nurtured. It has not been healed. There's been no alcohol or peroxide poured on it. Your word has not been poured on it, and the blood of Jesus has not been applied. So, Father, the wound is getting bigger and the pus is starting to come out, and sometimes they just put a Band-Aid on it. But, God, we cover them right now with the precious blood of your son, Jesus Christ, and we cry out for them, God. Father, I pray that you will make a way for them to have healthy confrontation with a mature, seasoned saint that will be able to help them. And Father, even if it's not a mature saint, let it be just a person, a counselor, a teacher, or a brother, or a sister, or a neighbor, somebody that will listen to them, that will hear what they're saying, and that will look underneath the surface and see that there's a deeper need here. And Father, whatever that need is revealed to them, that you will strategically use them to help them to get the help that they need, whether it's going to the father or the mother, the parents together, separate, or even going to the teacher at school, to the counselor, whatever needs to be done. I'm asking that you move by your spirit. I'm asking that you protect these people, that you protect these children, that you protect the young adults, the teenagers. God, there is so much before them with the decisions they have to make every day. And when they're operating out of their hurt and their pain, they're making wrong decisions, which is contributing to displaying behavior that is not true to their nature. So I pull down the imagination that says our children are not good. I pull down the imagination that says our children will never amount to anything. I pull down the high levels of students that are dropping out of school and not going to college because they think that they're stupid and they've been told that they're stupid and they can never amount to anything. That is a lie from the pit of hell, God. We thank you that our children are smart, and we thank you that our children are intelligent. And I loose the spirit of success. I loose the spirit of academic achievement in the name of Jesus. I loose the I can spirit, and I thank you that they will believe that they can do it, God. And I thank you for showing them that they can do it. I thank you for divine reversals right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for teaching them how to pray. And I thank you for teaching them how to put on the whole armor of God. Father, I thank you for teaching them how to cancel every assignment of the enemy against them. When they start getting these thoughts, help them to discern your voice. Because during the discernment process, God, we hear your voice, we hear Satan's voice, and we hear our own voice. And Father, we know your voice. Your sheep know your voice. So I thank you for strengthening the discernment of these children. I don't care how young they are, God. You are God. There is nothing too hard for you. Help them to discern your voice because you are kind and you are positive and you are gentle. So when they hear that rah, rah, rah voice, when they hear that negative things being spoken or being pushed to do something negative, teach them how to pull that stronghold down in the name of Jesus and say no. And I thank you that they have been anointed to say no. As of this day, God, they will no longer be entangled with the yoke of slavery. They will no longer be entangled in Satan's spider web, trying to entrap them, trying to make them ignorant of who they are in Christ Jesus. And I humbly submit this prayer with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen. And the next person can pray, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the next scripture in Ephesians 6th chapter and the 17th verse. We thank you for the helmet and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Father, we thank you for proper understanding of the helmet of salvation. We thank you, Father, for the purpose of the helmet. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would teach us how to every day when we wake up in the morning and when we go to bed at night and throughout the day that we will remember to put on the helmet of salvation. And, Father, I thank you for the purpose of the helmet. I thank you that the purpose of the helmet is to protect our mind. And, Father, I don't know who is hurting on this line right now, but I feel somebody's pain. And I just lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that you strengthen my discernment, that you give me a word of knowledge, God, that you just speak through me, that you help me to press through this prayer. I bind the spirit of pain. I bind the spirit of hurt. And I bind the spirit of deception, God. I bind the spirit of falsehood. And I pull down every stronghold in their lives right now in the name of Jesus, God. I cry out to you. And I thank you, God. I thank you for setting them free, God, from whatever it is in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I cry out to you for them, God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. I speak forth your word over their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that even through the hurt and in the pain, God, that they're going to trust in you with their whole heart and lean out into their own understanding. I thank you that they're going to acknowledge you in all of their ways. I thank you that Satan does not get the glory in this situation. I thank you that Satan will be horrified, oh God, as they rise above their circumstances in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will strengthen him or her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I cancel every assignment assignment of the enemy against their lives. I bind all demonic and satanic activity, all evil influences and evil associations in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for identifying, clearly identifying with this person. Let them know the power and the principality that's in operation in their life that is designed to kill them in the name of Jesus. But I rebuke and I cast out the spirit of death in the name of Jesus. And I decree your word, God. I decree. You said that I can decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, you just sent the divine interruption because this wasn't on my agenda to be praying. So you sent me into intercession for this person. And I decree in the name of Jesus that they shall live and not die. I decree in the name of Jesus that they shall rise above their circumstances. The dream and the vision that you've given to them, it shall come to pass. But I thank you, oh God, that you're fortifying them, that you're making them a defense city, and that your word is being loosed and the power of your word is being loosed. And they will not be put to shame for putting their trust in you. They will not be put to shame for putting their hope in you. But God, I ask that you would expose the face of their enemies in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for those around them that do not have their best interest at heart. Yes, I do. And I ask, God, that you mark those, that you teach them how to mark those that cause division. And I thank you for the separation that's taking place. And I thank you for your divine instructions for them to come out from among them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that they have some decisions to make and that the very choices that they make is going to determine the level of spiritual warfare that they're going to remain in or either come out. It's all about being obedient to what God is telling you to do. So I bind the spirit of lies, every lying spirit, and Father, I loose the spirit of truth, and I thank you that the truth shall set them free. And I pray for all of those that are troubling this person in the name of Jesus. I break every curse and I send it back to the sender. I break every witchcraft, every psychic prayer in the name of Jesus. And every witch that's been assigned, oh God, I thank you for your word, God. You said to suffer not a witch to live. And every witch that's been tracking, God, every witch in the spirit of witchcraft and divination and operation in this situation, Father, I cancel the assignment of the enemy. When I break every curse and I send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. And I loose the spirit of holiness. I loose the spirit of righteousness, oh God. I loose the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, that you are developing character in this person through the trials and the tribulations before them. And I give you all the honor. Excuse me. And I give you all of the glory and I give you all of the praise. And I thank you. I feel led to read Psalm 64. And I thank God for having his way. I'm asking you guys to just keep praying. Pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hear my voice, O God, and my prayer as I'm reading the scripture. A lot of times, some of you are new to this prayer line today. A lot of times if I follow how God leads me, so I'm getting ready to read this scripture out loud, but we're actually praying this scripture. We're going to prophetically give this word. We're going to prophetically pray this word out on behalf of the person that I just got finished praying for. But it's also for everybody that is on this line. This particular psalm is when David was praying for deliverance from his enemies. And there is a conspiracy taking place. Yes, there is. And the enemy desires to hoodwink a lot of us today because the enemy knows that God is about to send us forth to do the work that he has called us to do. And the enemy desires to stop the work. He desires to distract us and to discourage us and to have our mind just set on all of the problems, all of the things that's going on around us, but we don't have to entertain his lies. We need to meditate on God's word. We need to rehearse what God said. We need to speak what God said. We need to believe what we ask for when we pray. And if we keep speaking God's word, eventually we're going to see the manifestation of his word. Amen. So Psalm 64, hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in the evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. So, Father God, we thank you for the biblical authority of your word. Father, I thank you for covering everybody on this line with this word today. I thank you for preserving them. I thank you that you are our divine refuge. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you are our hiding place. For we know what your word says. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. So, Father, I thank you for spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And I thank you for those that are plotting against your people today. And I thank you that they're so arrogant and puffed up with pride, operating in the spirit of haughtiness, that they don't think that you see what they are doing. Because you are because you are an all-seeing God, because you love us so much, God, you sent us to your word to expose the works of the enemy. And I thank you right now that you're sending ambushments against the enemy. Oh, God, the enemy can do whatever he want to do, but he can only do what you gave him permission to do. And, Father, we thank you that you have given us power and authority to stop his plan. And I bind the spirit of fear again in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for teaching your people how to effectively apply your word to their lives and to every situation. Father, I thank you for your promise to the wicked in your word, those that whet their tongue with a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. The bitter words are so connected to our prayer points today. Those bitter words are so connected to the attacks in the mind. When I was binding the mind, spirits and the mind altering spirits, because when people speak negative words and evil words and poisonous words and venomous words, God, it's just like the poison being on the arrow in some of those movies, and they shoot and then that person dies because that poison, it infiltrates their body, it enters in, and their body don't have a way to fight it off. But my God, because of the helmet of salvation, hallelujah, because of the spirit of righteousness inside of us, hallelujah. Father God, because you taught us how to fight, because you're teaching us how to fight, because you told us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Father, sometimes we don't have our armor on, and we may get hit with one of those poisonous arrows, hallelujah, but because of the blood of Jesus, it can't do no harm to us. And Father, we thank you that you allow us to take that arrow out, and we speak healing to our bodies, Lord. That's the kind of power and authority that you have given unto us. But I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will begin to release strategies to those that are listening to this prayer, God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will begin to even release strategies to those that are not here to physically hear this prayer, but because, God, the words are being loosed in the atmosphere, I thank you that you're going to lead your people to your word. I'm asking you to strategically teach your people how to use your word and prayer to cancel every assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you that the plots have been laid. I thank you for the evil schemes, and I thank you for Haman in the book of Esther, who plotted to kill Mordecai, and he ended up building a gallows for him to be hung on. But God, Mordecai never did anything wrong. And I thank you for these people on this line that did nothing wrong. And I especially thank you for coworkers that are mistreating. And I thank you for leadership in the church that are misleading, that are mistreating God. And I thank you for the snares that have been trapped. But I thank you that it's an evil plot that fell. And just like Haman got ended up hanging on the gallows that he built for Mordecai, I thank you for those that are plotting against your people, that they're going to end up falling into the very ditch that they are digging. And God, we pray for mercy right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that they will humble themselves, that they will see their wicked ways, that they will repent, that they will stop and do a U-turn, and that they will give, rededicate their life to you, and that they will stop this wickedness, that they will stop the foolishness in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for those that will take heed, for those that are going to humble themselves before you, and for those that are even going to go to some of the people that they have wished harm on, and they're going to ask for forgiveness. And, Lord, some of them are not going to ask for forgiveness, and they are in your hands. We do not say anything except thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But Father, I thank you for this word, because you clearly said in verse 5 that every evil device, God, that has been laid for your people, that you have made a way of escape. So I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for clearly identifying all evil thoughts. I thank you for strengthening the discernment of those on this line, even the children and the young adults. Father, you have given some of us the ability to read hearts because of the spiritual gifts, and specifically the prophetic gifts that reveal something through the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, God, and the discernment of spirits. Teach your people how to properly use the gifts, God. And some of them are operating in these gifts, but they don't know what it is. So I pray for proper understanding of your word, God. And I thank you most of all that we are your weapons of war. You use us through prayer. You use us through praise and worship to fight the wiles of the enemy, oh God. So we just want to give you the honor and give you the glory and thank you for the victory. Thank you for hearing David's prayer, and thank you for hearing our prayer. And I seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, giving you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody just give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. So we're going to open up for personal prayer requests at this time. Any prayer requests?
Hey, Stacy. It's me, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing? Those words you just gave, I feel that you were talking directly to me.
Amen.
Prayers were for me and Christine, mainly, you know, for the both of us, really, because I know she's not herself right now, but, babe, I know you hear me. It's okay. It's only one way we can go, and that's up. And God going to lead us the entire way, baby. Just hold on.
Amen. And, Daryl, I thank you for confirming, you know, what happened. But I know when God sent me into intercession, that heaviness, I mean, I feel people's pain, and it hurts. And I continue to pray until that thing drops. So it did. I don't feel it anymore. So, Christine, don't pick it back up. Do not pick it back up. God is in control of this situation. and no weapons formed against you shall prosper. So this is your day to, even when I'm done saying what I'm getting ready to say, put the phone down and walk away and do what I'm getting ready to tell you to do. Go in the bathroom and wash your face. Blow your nose. Anoint your head with oil. And cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. And then you come back to this line. And when you get on the line, just say, praise the Lord. You don't even have to say anything. But you go wash your face. And you go anoint yourself. And you watch God work. And I want you to read Psalms 91, Psalms 64, Psalms 37, and Psalms 35 today, throughout the day and tonight. Read those scriptures for the next 7 days. And Daryl, it wouldn't be bad if you read them too and just keep her covered in prayer.
Okay.
That the enemy wants her to abort her assignment, but it's not going to work. And you know, when I was praying, it's a bunch of witchcraft involved. And a lot of times, you know, people don't realize the power in our words. If God spoke this world into existence and we're his children, we have the same power and authority. So when we speak life and we speak positive things, we speak like, you know, Timothy is about to branch out into ministry and do his own thing. All right, he's praying and he's diligently seeking God. But the more he speaks God's word, the more he's seeing the manifestation of God's word, and that everything's coming into fruition. I believe in God for my own business. And I know the more I keep speaking God's word, I'm going to have it. And the point I'm making is, if we have that kind of power and we're God's children and we're using our words positively, the enemy has the same kind of power. So the things that they speak negatively, it can manifest. Part of spiritual warfare, we don't see them coming at us, but we feel the attacks. But as we mature in God, God will begin to identify the works of the enemy. And that's why we got to get into the word. But God just confirmed his word in Psalm 60. He gave us an example in the word. So everybody that's speaking negative about us, everybody that's sending curses, yeah, they desire to hurt us, but they can't curse what God has blessed. But when we operate in the spirit of fear, when that first thought comes, and then we say, oh, Satan said he's going to do this, or Satan sent that person, or Satan did that, we give him too much power. He is underneath our feet. God is way bigger than he is. So more than anything, I want us to stop entertaining the thoughts of the devil. Stop entertaining the negative things that people say about us. Even when you feel the curse, and sometimes some of this stuff hurts, and I know y'all know what I'm talking about. And sometimes when you want to pray and you get so discouraged and you can't even pray because they're praying that you shut your mouth, that you won't open up your mouth, that you won't pray, that you won't pray, that you won't worship. I don't care how many worship songs come on. The devil is smart with what he does, but we're smarter, and we need to stop coming into agreement with what the enemy is doing and shake that crap off and come into agreement with what God is doing, because we have power and authority to pull down strongholds, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. So we all have a choice, you know, that's on this line today. Excuse me. For everybody that's dealing with a battle in your mind, excuse me, and I cancel that cough out right now by the blood of Jesus. All of the warfare, if anything negative happens, like let me give you an example. The other day I was sitting in my living room and I saw something go past out the side of my eye. And it was like a dark thing. It wasn't light. And so was it real or was it imagination? Well, I don't know. But because I know I don't play with Satan no more, I rebuked whatever it was and I cast it out by the blood and fire of God. Because I was not going to give it legal authority to stay here in my house and grow and end up being something bigger than it needed to be. So once I cast that thing out, it had to go. So symbolically speaking, whenever something happens, and even if you're not sure what it is, I'll rebuke it and cast it out anyway. Because imaginations, that part is real. And we can have positive imaginations and we can have negative imaginations. And if the enemy could get you to go running in a negative direction and rehearsing all of the bad things that happened to you in your whole life, want to go all the way back to your childhood, your daddy did this, your mama did this, your boyfriend did that, and then you know you're having a pity party and you're so distraught, it's like you can't even think straight. And you know God delivered you from it. Now, I don't know why I said that. Maybe somebody, your past is about to be up for review. But even if it does, don't get caught up in talking to Satan. Remind him that his future is going to be in the lake of fire. You know, he can bring up your past all he wants to. But you don't have to open the door. You can say, Jesus, can you get that for me? So I don't want to keep going on and on, but I hope something being said today is really helping. Because it's really time for us to learn how to strategically pray God's word and to stop entertaining these thoughts that are not of God. Amen? So do we have any prayer requests? I know Walter is on the line, and I know I'm going to pray for him. I do have some prayer requests. Let me check the board real quick and see if anyone put some prayers out there. Oh, and another thing I wanted to say, the helmet of salvation, the purpose of the helmet is to protect our mind. The enemy uses fiery darts, which are words, to attack us in our mind. To you know, when you drink alcohol, alcohol will fuzz your mind sometimes, and it alters the way you think. But a lot of times, if we entertain those positive, those negative thoughts, it changes the way we think and how we do things. So the helmet of salvation is to protect our mind from the attacks of the enemy. And we want to make sure that we put that on a daily basis. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and since we've been praying, I've been, you know, well, I started praying, giving God back his word. And the other scripture that I wanted to share was in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So again, I'm asking God to tear down all erroneous and false teachings relating to his scripture, to his word. I'm asking God to release spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word in the spiritual warfare that is often undetected, but is also closely intertwined through subtle attacks of seduction and deception. And I'm telling you all right now, the spirit of deception and falsehood is running rampant. It's a whole lot of people out here, they saying who they are and stuff, and they love God. They don't love God. They don't even know God. They working for the enemy, and it's a lot of wolves and sheep clothing, and God is about to expose all of them. And so we really got to know God's word. But God is saying today, for all of us, no matter what you've been dealing with, and even if you know who your enemies are, it's not the people that we fight. It's the flesh and blood. It's the people without bodies, designed to frustrate us, designed to hinder us, designed to distract us, designed to get us off track. Now, this is, we living in the end times, and, you know, Antichrist and Leviathan, Belial, all these spirits, all these principalities, they working hard because they know that their time is coming to an end. But now is the time to draw closer to God and to have a prayer life more than ever before. And I don't want anyone to feel as though you are not equipped to handle the level of warfare that you are in right now, because you are more than equipped. And sometimes you just have to pray God's word out loud and just go to the word, and you don't have to say no words, just speak his word, because the power is in his word. But I don't see any prayer requests on the board, and I did have a prayer request. I want to, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up Yolanda Harris to you today. I thank you for her business all of her business ventures. I thank you, Father, for her request today. She desires to have a building so that she can open her coffee shop. So I pray that you will lead and guide her to the right real estate agent. I pray that you will lead and guide her to the right appliance people so she could get the best equipment that is needed to do what she desires to do. And I pray, Father God, that you will continue to keep your hand upon her, that you will protect her from all harm and danger. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, we thank you for Walter today. We lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will heal his body, Lord. We thank you for the repairs being made to his truck as well. We thank you for everything being done decent and in order. Father, we lift him up today. We thank you for this time for him to rest. But God, I lift up all of his friends and his associates that drive trucks. And I lift up Melinda Smith to you and all of her truck driver friends, God. And we thank you for blessing them and protecting them and keeping them safe on the highways and the byways, Lord. We thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you, Father, for blessing them when they stop to drop off their deliveries. We thank you for blessing them when they go to pick up their deliveries, God. We thank you even when they stop at these truck stops to get something to eat or to go and take a shower. Father, we bind up all hijacking. We bind up all robberies. We bind up all murders, God. We bind up all any victims, any people there waiting to take advantage of them, to beat them up, to steal their truck or steal their money. Father God, we thank you for just covering them with the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and we lift their families up to you, oh God. We lift their children up to you. We thank you for blessing them and protecting them in their absence, and we thank you for the next time that they get an opportunity to go home and spend time with their family, that it will be just a special time, God, where they will show each other how much they love and miss each other. So we thank you for all truck drivers that's on the highway and the byway. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And do we have any prayer requests?
Yes, this is Timothy. I have a request. Just pray for a direction for me. So I don't want to move too slow. I don't want to move too fast. I want to be, you know, in God's will for his plans for me.
Okay. I'm going to go to... Y'all hear me turning my pages. I'm going to the Word of God.
Yes,
ma'am. Isaiah 45. And Timothy, I'm so glad that you came on the line today. God bless you.
God bless
and
you.
I get a chance to hear your voice. And I truly, truly thank God for you. I thank God for your support, for your prayers. And I have two brothers. And I really don't have a relationship with them like that. And I want you to know that I consider you my real brother, and I love you, and I appreciate you so much.
I love you, appreciate you as well, sis.
Amen.
I mean it. Amen.
So my prayer for you, I'm going to read the first couple of verses of Isaiah 45, and I'm going to ask you guys, you know, to just pray with me. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and will make the crooked places straight.
Yes.
I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel.
Yes.
So, Father God, in the many, and for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. And I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. And I'm going to stop there. And the reason I stopped there, because Cyrus really didn't know God like that. But Cyrus was a great warrior. And God used him to be a blessing with kingdom building. And this is when God called Cyrus for his church sake. And Timothy, God has called you to ministry, and you do know this. Yes. And I want you to read this scripture, but I'm going to, I want you to inbox me your email, because there are some things I'm going to have to write out, and it's going to be, I'm going to prophetically pray this prayer, this scripture out, but I'm going to put it in the email for you. And I want you to start praying, you know, pray it out loud, but then certain things God is going to speak to you and just follow his lead. But when God is saying, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, he wants you to know today that every obstacle has been removed and the way has been provided. And he is your divine leader.
Yes.
So even though you go to church and you submit to your pastor's authority, that's what we're supposed to do, because you're in line, you're being obedient, and your service is to unto God. You're submitting unto God, but your service is unto him. Yes. And you are being obedient, even though you're going through some things. Mm-hmm. But the set time is going to come where God is going to call you to step out, and you're going to do what God is calling you to do. Are you going to be in a church, or are you going to be outside of a church? I don't know what God is going to do, but I know that you've been called to ministry, and he is your divine leader. And Timothy, because of the things that you have endured, and everything hasn't been bad, but yes, you have gone through some hardships. Yes, you have been mistreated. Yes, you have been rejected. Yes, you have been misunderstood, but it's all a part of the making of a great leader.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
So, as of today, be obedient to leadership and what they're saying, but God is the one that's leading you. So when God tells you to do something, you move forward and you do what God says, and you don't worry about what people say. I don't care who tells you what you are or what you're not. You are who God says you are, and that's all that matters.
Amen.
So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for Timothy's call to ministry. I thank you for clarity, God. I pray that you will make his mission clear. I pray that you will release revelation knowledge in regards to this word. Father, I thank you that not only did you bless Cyrus financially to be a blessing with kingdom building, you opened doors for him that no man can shut. And I decree right now in the name of Jesus that you have opened doors for Timothy that no man can shut, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you that you're shutting doors that need to be shut. And I thank you that you're cutting off some people that need to be cut off, God. And it doesn't mean that something happened, something went wrong. It simply means that they cannot go on this next level where you are calling him to come up higher, where you are calling him to do greater works for you, oh God. I thank you for those that want to pull on his coattail, God, those that want to pull on his pants leg, God, because they don't want to see him go higher in you. I bind every attack of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, and I silence the voice of every hater, God. I thank you for those that are hating on this man of God. I bind the spirit of jealousy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, jealousy, jealousy, jealousy. I command you to die, 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 die by the blood and fire of God. Father, so many people think they love you and they operate in the spirit of jealousy, and that is not of you. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus for these people that are jealous and envious of what you have blessed this man with, God. And Father, the truth be told, they would not be able to go through what he has gone through. So I thank you for strengthening him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing apostolic and prophetic anointing. I thank you, Father, for strengthening his discernment like never before. I thank you that he is blessed, oh God. You said in your word, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Father, I lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the hurt that he feels in his heart. I thank you for the things that have hurt him, that have wounded him, and I take it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that he's going to lay it down and he's going to give it to you today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift his uncle up to you that was in the hospital and may still be in. Is he still in the hospital?
Yeah, he's still in there.
Father, we thank you for his uncle that's still in the hospital. We ask that you will continue to be with him, that you will bless the doctors, that you will help them to treat him properly and to diagnose him properly, God. We pray that you will heal his body. We pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that you will comfort the family, God, that they will all put their hope and their trust in you, and that they will know, God, that you know what you are doing, even when we don't understand. Father, I pray for Timothy's wife right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will begin to minister to her heart. I pray, thank you that you have already been speaking to her about her husband, God. But I thank you that this Proverbs 31 woman got a job on her hand because of the work and that you're about to do in their lives. And I thank you that you have blessed her with spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and that she is a helpmeet to him, God. But I pray for the ministry that you blessed them with to collectively, God. And I pray for the word that you have placed in her heart, God. And I thank you, Father, for the love that she has for your people. And I thank you that she is a praying woman, God. And I thank you for everything that you have done in her life. And I thank you for everything that you are about to do, God. And I thank you for releasing a financial blessing, a financial breakthrough. I thank you for favor and preferential treatment. And I thank you, Father God, for supplying all of their needs according to your riches and glory. Father God, I thank you that people are going to begin to pour into their lives, to pour into their ministry, because they have been sowing seeds for a very long time. And Father, not too long ago, Gloria Cooper, she preached a message that said sowing from an empty cup. Sometimes this couple has sold from an empty cup, God. They didn't really have it to give, but they gave it. Father God, they've been helping people for a long time, and sometimes they went without so that others could have. So I'm praying that not only will you multiply those seeds, but God, I'm asking that you would just toss the soil around a little bit and let those roots get a little bit spread out, because I think you're about to enlarge his territory according to your word in Isaiah 54, God. And I pray that you will keep your hand upon him, that he will know no harm, that his wife will know no harm, that they will know no harm, God. And I thank you for the purpose of the enlargement because of the greater works that you desire to do and because you could trust him, God, because he's been a good steward over that which you have blessed him with. And because he's been a good steward, God, of little, you're going to bless him with much. So I thank you for his life. I thank you, Father God, for even the prophetic anointing upon his life. And I pray, Father God, that you would remove all fear. And I thank you for your perfect timing. I thank you that when you give him something to say, that when he opens up his mouth, that you're going to fill it with your word. And I thank you that sometimes, God, sometimes he can even be called on, and he may answer, but he don't really go into the fullness of it because he don't want to be like a big shot and think that he don't want people to think he's showing off or whatever. But, God, he knows your word. But I pray that you would move that shyness, that you would move that fear, and that you would loose a holy, bold spirit, and that he will boldly speak forth your word. And do you teach Sunday school at all? Or you attend Sunday school?
I teach in the deacon's meeting.
Okay, and do you be holding that?
Yes.
You better stop. But Father, I thank you for loosing the Holy Bold Spirit. I saw it, and I'm like, you know, God, I just thank you, and I fill this prayer with the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You are such a teacher, and you let God have his way. You know, when a farmer, when they get out there, and thank you all for your patience that's still on the line. When that farmer, they got to get out there and they got to toss the soil, move the rocks, the bricks, all that stuff, the little branches. Then they plant the seeds. And then when it's time, when it grows, they go and they pick the fruit, they prick the vegetables, the corn, all that stuff. But you know, when they start canning and preserving, making the preserves,
mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. You've been preserving. That's what you've been doing with God's word. You've been preserving and you've been canning. And you got so much in you. And God is about to take a couple of jars off the back shelf, and he's going to want that shelf over there on the side. Because it's time, Timothy, for you to start being who you are. You are a mighty man of valor, and the body of Christ needs you. So don't hold back. You're just a deacon right now, but that's not who you are.
Okay.
So praise God for you. And the next time you preach, next time you share with those deacons, woo! I pray that the anointing will fall fresh and that the anointing will fall on you and they're going to be like, this is a preaching deacon. So praise God for you. And do we have any, did you want to respond to anything?
Oh, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And bless you. Bless you. And thank God for
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank God for
Amen.
You. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And do we have any more prayer requests? Daryl, you're good? Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm good. I just want prayer for Christine tomorrow because I'm going to send for her a little early. I'm going to send for her tomorrow instead of Friday. And just pray over her for her. You know, for her trip here and for prayer to watch over her as she's on her way here.
I didn't hear everything. You want me to pray for Christine?
Oh,
for
I'm gonna send
trip.
For, she's going to be coming tomorrow instead of Friday. So just pray over her and pray that she gets here safely.
Okay. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for traveling mercies for Christine's trip to Louisiana. We thank you for covering the bus with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that you are the pilot and that the bus driver is the co-pilot. We thank you that she's going to have a wonderful trip. Thank you for using this time to be a retreat for her, a time of renewal, a time of refreshing. A time, Father God, to just really rest in you and to be still and know that you are God. I decree Psalms 46 and 10 over her life. And I thank you that being still doesn't mean that we don't do the things that we need to do. But it means, Father God, that she's going to boldly go forth, knowing who she is, but trusting and resting in you. Knowing that you got everything under control and knowing that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. So I bind the spirit of anxiety and fear and worry, O God, and I loose your peace that passes all understanding. And I thank you for honoring this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So
Amen.
Thank you all for joining us for prayer today. And I just want to close out with one little powerful prayer that I pray you will take with you in your heart. It's a very simple prayer. And it says, Father, and I'm a inbox the prayer to everybody. And I didn't write this prayer. I don't know who the author of it is. But it says, Father, in the name of Jesus, I superimpose your prophetic purposes concerning our lives. And I specifically superimpose your prophetic purpose over Timothy's life, over Walter's life, over Daryl's life, over Christine's life, and over my life, and over our family members in the body of Christ. Over and against all demonic and satanic activities. We bring down every manifestation, operation, manipulation, resistance, limitation, exploitation, setback, disappointment, fear, spell, unscriptural prayer, and desire. Every demonic and satanic demand and claim upon our lives. Furthermore, we uproot and destroy any assignment of the enemy whatsoever to hinder your prophetic purposes for us in the name of Jesus. We superimpose the prophetic purposes of God over the fear of the unknown, over the walls of opposition and resistance, and over satanic and demonic predictions and projections in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against persons without bodies assigned to frustrate, hinder, and to disorganize us in any shape or form in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against them, and by the blood we nullify, overrule, and cancel, revoke, and reverse any death wish and all their decisions against us. By the blood of Jesus, we halt any accusing finger, and we silence the voice of the accuser. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
So God bless you all. Please keep me in prayer, and have a wonderful day.
God bless you, sis.
All right, God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.